Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
So a couple drinking toasts with the shot of the day. Another round of profile this and our question, random question style, 844-999-OLA.
Random.
That last caller, by the way, exceptionally popular from the commenters. Exceptionally popular, just saying. Hello, Abby. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Shalom. Let's see here, Avi. What do we have for you? Avi, do you think your phone is listening to you? That's your random question.
I do.
And what about it? What gives you the weirdness factor on that?
That it's on.
So I was, what was it the other day? I was watching Shark Tank on TV a couple weeks ago.
And it asked you to stop because there's better things on. That's what your phone said.
No, Shark Tank's a fun show. I actually like
Shark Tank, too.
I know you like Shark Tank.
It's not bad.
But I never, looked up Shark Tank on my phone at all. And, the next day, I check my phone, and I've got, this email, Shark Tank. And it's do you want to be on?
Hello.
Oh, the phone.
You should get a new phone. That phone you have is terrible. It does. If Ted mentions anything in this studio, right, you get the ads for it show up on two or three different computers. I think you're a fool not to.
I think the phones do listen. But also, every time you log into any computer, your phone or whatever, we all have a unique code.
Right.
So if you look up something on your computer in here, it's still going to show up on your phone. The part that creeps, does that make sense?
No, I understand that. Yeah. The difference is, these are not things you have looked up.
Right, when we just talk about
speaking in the office. But to be fair, we have one of those voice-activated, muckety-muck things back there. And you know the damn things. You'd be an idiot if you don't think they listen. It would be stupid of the company if they didn't program it to listen to you, knowing the people that are not going to buy it, right? So, you listen in. There's one that called the cops on a guy, last week. I guess he was having a domestic with his girlfriend. I don't know what the deal was, but I doubt he said, hey, Alexa, call 911 on me. But as he and his wife or girlfriend are going back and forth, Alexa called the cops.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's in his house.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You know they listen to you.
The reason we asked, do you think your phone is listening to you? We all know Channing Tatum. He posted a video ranting about how he thinks his phone is spying on him. Here's the backstory real quick for you. Recently downloaded an astrology app called The Pattern. Then after a therapy session, he got a notification from the app using, quote, the exact words that were used in his therapy. He said, is this phone listening? Are you listening through the phone, Pattern? Are you listening through my phone and then just regurgitating the stuff that I'm afraid of? How do you know what you know about me, Pattern? You need to DM me right now and tell me how you know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know this stuff. I don't even know if I want to know. I don't know if anyone should know this stuff. You just DM me. If you know so much, you know how to get in touch with me now, don't you? So just do that. I need answers right now. So Channing's viral went video to the point that people crashed the Pattern services, so they responded. They said, at Channing Tatum, thanks for letting us know you planned on crashing our servers today. We'll be sliding into your DM shortly. And Channing replied, quote, aha, there you are, a Pattern. We have a lot to talk about. Mainly, I'm going to do my best to crash your servers until you give me your secrets. I've got to be, it's a two-way street here. So I'm going to slide away. That's crazy.
Okay, so I checked out this Alexa story. All right.
Okay.
Alexa did call the cops, but here's why. We go to New Mexico. This is kind of funny. New Mexico man is taken into custody after an Amazon Echo device called the police. This during an alleged domestic violence dispute. Now, 28-year-old Eduardo Barros, he got into a physical altercation with his unidentified girlfriend following an argument. This happened just outside of Albuquerque on July 2nd. He's accused of threatening to kill the woman while in possession of a firearm. Where he went wrong was, I guess he went into a room, came back with a gun, and he said to her, "Did you call the police?" And then Alexa called the police. If he kept his mouth shut, damn, would have been a different scenario.
Random, random, random,
hello,
random.
Patrick,
random,
welcome random, to the men's room.
Random, random.
Hola.
Random, hola. Random,
okay. Random, Brad, welcome random, to the program. Random, random question, random, question. Are you of age there?
I am.
Okay. Let's go with this question. What happened at the strip club?
Oh, dude, I actually just went for the first time this last year, man.
And well, perfect. What happened?
Pretty, dude, it was awkward. I went there, and I only met one person that spoke English.
To me, that's a dream come true.
Yeah.
What conversation do you want to have?
Where was the strip club?
It was in Vegas. I can't remember the name of it, but
Yeah,
I went in there, and I mean, everyone else spoke broken up English, but only one lady, I was actually like, "Oh, hi, my name's this, and I'm like from America," and I was just like, "I want to hang out with you."
Why? I would want a stripper that does not speak to me.
What was everyone else speaking? The language Russian?
I don't even know where they're. Dude, there's all from all parts of the world.
What is the conversation you wanted to have? I mean, I get maybe if I need a beer or something, but as far as the girls up there dancing and doing their thing, like I don't want to talk to you, at least not while you're working, man. So
yeah.
Okay.
Well, dude, I told her, I was like, man, I'm pretty nervous. I was like, I've been married for 8 years and I haven't seen another woman's, you know, goodies in a while.
Did you call them goodies?
You know, so are you still married?
Because that's a married man. I want to see your goodies. Yeah, it's been a while. Married,
yep.
So this wasn't like a divorce party. I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to look at some goodies.
I'm here to see some goodies.
So basically,
feel free to show me your cookies, your jalapenos.
And did
your bongo drums.
Did your wife know you went?
No, man, she don't know. Well, she knows I was in Vegas, and she's like, "Did you go to a strip club?" And I was like, no.
I don't want any goodies.
I hope you didn't pause like that and go,
no.
A strip club.
Did you get a lap? Did you get a lap dance or anything?
Aladdin.
Yeah, that same lady was like, "Well, I'm going to make this experience pretty good for you." So it was, I mean, it was nice. I was definitely in shock. I left there smiling.
No. Well, yeah, that is their goal. They want very happy customers.
And how would you say her goodies stacked up against your wife's goodies?
Oh, that's a hard call, man.
No, it's not. It's not a hard call. You just might have your wife listening. We understand.
Better not.
You should be mad at Miles for asking it.
If you understand, her goodies were like freshly baked. You know what I mean?
Okay.
My wife's like, they're like week old goodies.
You're saying your wife is like a piece of stale bread. And this was like walking into a freshly.
It's like walking into Subway.
Like my freshly oven bread.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Okay. All right. That's very delicate with all that.
And how do we get stuck in a Ciara concert?
I know.
Jesus.
Hey, Miles, if you say my goodies one more time, I'm going to lose it.
My goodies.
Hey, he said it. That was that's the appropriate terminology.
And I'm going to show you a good age.
I didn't tell my wife, so I'm going to call a radio station. Tell them I got a special lap dance.
We can syndicate. People across America know that I went to a strip club with non-English speaking ladies.
The reason we asked what happened at the strip club, we go to our own Robin Fox's favorite hangout. That'd be Woody's Strip Club on Overseas Highway.
She never shuts up
about Isla Mirada. According to an arrest affidavit in Florida there, one Christopher Sutton's wife, who he went to the strip club with, was taken up on stage by dancers who attempted to undress her. Well, the husband, Christopher Sutton, became upset seeing her on stage and started yelling at her. The wife told authorities she walked out and decided to head back to their hotel, but Sutton followed her out by calling her names. The victim told deputies he heard the yelling as he was walking home from work. According to the affidavit, the victim heard Sutton yell, "I'm going to effing kill you if you get into that car." Sutton punched the victim when he yelled at the couple to take that somewhere else. The victim suffered a bloody nose and a swollen lip. By the way, that was a cop.
Sutton's wife punched a cop?
Told deputies she tried to tell her husband to stop before walking off to get away from him. Sutton was located by deputies not far from the club. They say he denied hitting anyone and said the blood on his shirt was a small cut on his right hand from falling while going after his wife. But
and punching that cop in the nose.
He got mad because people were like, you know, take it off, take it off. She gets up there. She is starting to take it off and starting to enjoy her time.
You're at a strip club, dummy.
And then he starts yelling at his wife, so she storms out. Then he follows her.
Don't show him your goodies.
Yeah, exactly.
Random, 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 random.
Hello, Alex. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
Want
to
see my goodies?
Hola.
Hola.
Random.
That like $10.
We call it Goody Two Shoes. It's the leathery.
These goodies have been great since Mike and I.
Let's go with this one.
We call them dum dums.
What fell on top of you?
What was that?
What fell on top of you, or what fell on someone else?
Some huge goodies.
Right on my head.
I have to be a tree limb or a tree.
What fell on you?
A tree limb or a tree.
How heavy are we talking?
I don't know. It's pretty heavy when it falls from the tree.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Were you cutting the tree down?
We're out here out in the Olympic Peninsula logging, and you know, just the snags off the top of the tree, and if you're not looking up at all times, sometimes they come down and get you. And we're setting up some guy lines on a stump, and we had to pull a tree out of the way, and it was a snag, and one just came down and got me right on my hard hat.
Did it knock you out?
No, it didn't knock me out, but it rang my bell.
Well, I think you probably got a slight concussion then. Were you kind of feeling out of it for a little while?
Oh, yeah. It felt lightheaded, felt a little weird. I was just glad that it wasn't bigger than it was. It really could have messed me up.
Did you ask him if it lit him up for a while?
Yeah.
A branch fell out of the sky onto his head. And then...
Yeah, it was...
But don't worry, sir, then you added the equally comical response. I'm just glad it wasn't bigger.
But then
In Miles' defense, though, I had this conversation with a friend like a month ago. And they're like, yeah, I'm just really tired and like lights kind of hurt my... I'm like, you have a concussion. You think? Did you hit the back of your head? Yeah, like 2 days ago? You have a concussion.
That's the problem with having a concussion.
My light hurt mine, suddenly I can speak French and I never have before.
You don't realize you have a concussion until after the concussion has completely gone away, probably within 2 or 3
That's months. The problem with the concussion.
Because you're just not putting it together that can be it.
Someone else almost has to tell you, hey man, you have a concussion.
The reason we asked what fell on top of you, man, oh man, this is crazy. A man was crushed and killed by a giant safe while attempting to move the 600-pound piece of equipment in Lower Manhattan.
Come on, man.
The man and two friends were trying to get the 600-pound large safe down a flight of stairs at around 4:30 in the afternoon when the two guys on the back slipped. The safe, which weighed between 600 and 800 pounds, slid down the stairs, pinned the man against the wall of the stairwell. It was too heavy. It was too heavy, said a woman in the building. But she's right.
Little Caesars.
The man was moving up from the fourth floor, and it came down on top of him. He was declared dead at the scene. Jeez. Two of the men's friends were helping him move the safe when it crushed him. One of the friends was also injured and taken to the hospital in serious
condition.
You know
what the problem is, man? Nobody was being safe.
God. I mean, there is some irony to it, dying by something called a safe. Sorry, I know the guy's dead.
I'm going to save this for my... No, maybe not. Your guess is as good as mine on the way. Categories, vegetables, and McDonald's. Ask the men's room coming up. And emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com on the way next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Silicon, your guess is as good as mine. A category will be vegetables and McDonald's. That's coming up next after emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Calm.
Funny you should mention that.
You comments on our random question.
Yeah, we got various comments about everything. I'll tell you, we hit a nerve when we talked about, in this case, I believe it was Uber Eats, but there's DoorDash, whoever else, food delivery. One of the things we learned, and this is from the food delivery drivers themselves, and this is from any given company, your food smells good, they're probably going to eat your fries. We learned McDonald's puts the sticker on their bag so that you know whether anyone's opened it. And then we added, someone said Five Guys is the most tempting, this from a driver, because they just dump them in there and it's really, really hard not to eat the fries. And then we found out, and I think this is huge, Red Robin gives free fries to its drivers so that they don't eat your fries.
Brilliant.
I think that's brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
And then we had a few other questions. One, Miles, question you asked was, what is something that pretty much everyone else has done but you have not? A woman called to say it was, what, floating on a river. In this case, the guy says, I've never had a Big Mac. I've also never smoked weed. But I am a heroin addict. How did that happen?
Well, I can understand why you wouldn't have a Big Mac. You're probably not hungry.
So that's the thing. They've never had a Big Mac. Most people don't have a Big Mac. Never smoked weed. Most people I know smoke weed. But they're a heroin addict.
Do you think if you were on heroin, you would get anything out of smoking weed?
I would.
I don't know, because I don't know what the high is on heroin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's,
I mean, I would think when you're, at some point, you're hungover.
It's going to sound bad, but it can't hurt to try.
Yeah, just smoke a little weed.
And then this one, it says bad parenting. You asked about bad parenting.
By the way, the drug thing, I have been at festivals before. I talked to a dude on acid. And I was smoking weed. Like, you want some weed? Oh, no way, man. That stuff will mess you up.
Oh, the guy
wait
on acid.
A minute.
The guy on acid?
This one eats holes in your brain.
Okay.
And then bad parenting. You'd ask a question about that. And this guy says, bad parenting. My dad backed over me with the car after slamming six beers. Then says, see you at Redfest.
Damn.
The last bad parenting I saw was when that lady said, listen to whatever Teddy tells you. He's in charge.
Okay. My favorite quote ever. My favorite quote ever from a parent. This woman, it's in Baltimore. We're sitting on the bus. It is packed. Her kids maybe four or five. The mom's just had it. I get it. But these are the words she says. And keep in mind, she's not trying to be funny. These are her words. I told you to behave. And you ain't being Have. It's like, oh my God.
Guys, I want to wish my 3-year-old son, John, a happy birthday. He's our crazy middle child that runs the house. He could use some life advice and some pep talk from Ted. Thank you, guys. That from the dad.
Son, I'm not going to lie to you. Coach Smith shoots straight. It's going to be tough for you. You're the middle child. They're going to have it out for you. The good news is, though, it's your third birthday. What does that equal? 1, 2, 3 Sprites. 20-piece McNugget. Get after it, son.
He's 20 out of the 3. He has 3 Sprites.
3 Sprites and 20 Nuggets. That's what I have when I turn 3, and I've turned out 5.
Why doesn't he get 3 20-nugget meals and have 60 Nuggets?
Thank you, Assistant Coach Hill.
That's why I'm here.
Guys, so let's see here. Aloha, sexy bitches. It is my the day my mother squeezed me out. Getting a birthday shout out is a present to myself since no one else will do it. So can I get the dirty Germans talking about how a college degree doesn't really get you that far in life? Thanks, guys. That from Hannah.
Yeah, as a college degree, it does nothing but put you into debt. But Hannah, you know this. When you get to college, you want to be there for all of the sex and the drugs and the drinking you'll be doing.
Yeah, you need this college degree, so I mean, how else will you wipe your hands after you serve a dirty dish to somebody?
Yeah, you cannot just learn to do a keg stand just anywhere.
Yeah, you know, so I have lots of friends with these history degrees, and God, that's helped them out so much.
Yeah, what I will say is this, college will teach you many, many great tools for life, but none of those tools will help you get a job.
Bitches, today we celebrate my good friend Will, the Wildcat Rickoff's birthday.
Wildcat.
Wow. And a Leroy Jenkins and a Suck It Up Cupcake for the guy who'll eventually land us both in jail from his dumb antics. I love the show.
Leroy!
So, Suck It Up Cupcake!
Bitches, I want to send a birthday request to my friend Dexter's 25th birthday. Hope you have a good one, you short little bitch. Can I get a shut your mouth, you are not God or my father, from the short bagel guy? Thanks,
shut
bitches.
Shut your mouth! You're not God or my father or my boss!
Bitches, today's
God,
beginning
I hate
of,
that guy every time I hear his voice. I mean, he literally is what is wrong with most things in this world.
He is what Joe Pesci plays in movies.
Yeah, and then he's like, yeah, and the tall bully attacked me. You said, attack me!
And then he did.
Yeah, he's not a tall... sorry.
Bitches, today's the beginning of my 40th year of existence. I'd love to hear Captain Crunch relate an anecdote of his 40th birthday. Thanks, guys, from Derek.
Oh, I remember my 40th birthday well. It's when I found and raised a cute little tiger cub until it became an adult. It ate my entire crew, looked at me and said, they're great. And now Tony the Tiger has created Frosted Flakes because it reminds him of eating people. Little known fact.
Started it, it really does change really, the game.
I raised them myself, and after he ate my crew, I gave him crunch berries because he doesn't mind fiberglass mixed with 27 pounds of sugar.
And finally, guys, I'd like to send a birthday shout out to my good friend and metal shop host, Kevin Tears. Couldn't you give him a Leroy Jenkins? And I just said that in a Ric Flair woo since we've been wrestling fans since high school. Thanks, guys. That's from Alberto.
Let's do this. Leroy
I just said that.
We get a woo in there?
Woo!
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Okay, a contestant online for your guess is as good as mine. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, your guess goes to mine. Come on up here in just a couple minutes. But as you guys just need to know, we traveled to lovely Portland, Oregon. On the road there, talk about a miserable ass drive in that traffic. The only thing that made it enjoyable at all and kept us from not turning around was knowing we had the Men's Room to listen to on KGON. So now we're on our way back, and guess what? Miserable ass traffic again. So thank you for making the drive somewhat enjoyable. Keep killing the game, guys. That from Melissa. I will say this.
Very nice.
You have made it to Tacoma yet, man. When you get to Tacoma, you're just going to stop.
It just does.
You're going to stop. Subject pepper spray from a couple shows ago. Guys in Wobbin listening to the podcast, a little late on this one, but pepper spray or OC spray. I had to do some of that training in the United States Marine Corps that involved me getting pepper spray. All my friends who had done the training before me said it's the worst feeling ever. Feels like Satan peed in your face. All of that is true.
Oh.
I thought my face and my eyeballs were melting off. It lasted for 8 hours, and every time my face got wet, it just hurt as bad as it did from the beginning. I have been tased before. I'd take 5 of those in the butt before I would get OC sprayed again. Anyone who says it's not that bad is a liar. It is freaking awful. Stay awesome. That from Walker.
What exactly are they training you for? Just so you can confirm that it sucks as bad as everyone has said?
Just so you know how to deal with it in case you have to run into
it? How do you deal with it? Scream?
Wash your face? I don't know. Guys, during my active duty time in the Marines, they bought, as far as what did you destroy, a $1.5 million chemical bomb disarming robot. They told us to play around with it and insisted that it was indestructible. So we decided to prove them wrong, which we did. We got it on top of a 4-story squad bay, and launched it off, consequently smashing it to pieces. Not from Benjamin. I guess it was not as indestructible.
Yeah, boss. That's not indestructible.
Let's see here. Ola,
just
guys,
letting you know.
I am late on this because I made the horrible decision to move, so I only listen online. The question, what did you destroy or contaminate? I had a girlfriend I got cheating, and she was in the process of moving out. She had all her clothes in black heavy-duty garbage bags ready to move to her mom's. I opened up one of those bags, took a squat, and put a hardy one in there and closed it up tight.
Hardy.
Never did hear from her again, so I don't know what happened when she found it. Thanks for all the laughs. Great show. That from Dave.
I believe we call that the brown bag.
Pooped, yeah, in a bag there. What do we got now? Hairless. Here's a hairless email for you. As far as our Men's Room poll from last time, I've been listening to you guys forever and you rock. Today's question regarding would you rather be tall, short, hairy, hairless? I think I heard Thrill mention alopecia, but I had to send this message telling how I got shot 4 years ago. And while I had experienced light alopecia, not even noticeable, off and on for 20 years, 1 month after getting shot 3 times through the course of an afternoon, all of my hair, all over my body, fell the hell out. I've been a hairy guy my whole life. Seemingly, in an instant, I had no eyebrows, no inner ear or nose hair, no eyelashes, pubic hair, or back hair. It was a pretty swift, dramatic switch in my, quote, look, and stuff you take for granted because you had hair. When it's gone, you really realize how important eyelashes and inner ear and inner nose hair and eyebrows truly are. I'm beginning to embrace my baldness, but rocking no eyelashes and especially no eyebrows, that sometimes is a little tougher. Keep on laughing, guys. Respectfully, that from JB. Well, your hair's on your body for a reason.
Yes.
So you always say your head's cold. If you don't wear a hat because, you know, you shave your head.
Man, you shave your head, and like when it rains out, it's weird. You don't know, but you feel a raindrop hit your head, and it's like a freaking icicle.
Okay.
Yeah, I was saying this last week. Like, people with hair, it sucks when it rains because your hair gets wet.
Sure.
But, like,
There's nothing worse than like forgetting a hood or something, and just have rain running down your face.
You do, but I will say this. I will say this. When we've gotten to wherever it is we're going, if we both got rained on, much better to be bald.
Yeah, at that point.
You dry your head off, man, you're done.
And one more, guys. On my first day as a mover, we had to move a guy out of Steilacoom. I only put that there so Miles would have a hard time pronouncing it. Don't even know if I got it right. Guy was in the military, had guns and such, and while I was inside, he asked a coworker if he wanted to burn off some old gunpowder. Apparently, my idiot coworker said, "Sure." I walked out with a box. As he pulled the trigger on the lighter, I dropped the box and yelled, "Stop!" It felt like a slow-mo scene from a movie. The gunpowder blew up immediately, and the customer said that it must not have been as old as he thought it was. When the smoke settled, the customer had a first-degree burn on his hand. My coworker had second- and third-degree burns all over his arm. My coworker got his L&I and quit. My boss took me to lunch the next day for actually coming back after that. That from Justin, who is down at BYU. All right, time now for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. And then from there, you pick a category and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. All right, Steve, who is our contestant ready to play your guess is as good as mine?
I don't know if they're ready, but their name is Jason. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Jason, welcome to Your Guess is as Good as Mine. You got to pick a category here, and then we'll see how many you can get right. All right, Jason?
Let's go here.
Okay, so your categories are America's favorite vegetables and America's 10 most hated vegetables. We also have the wonderful category is the 10 best-selling McDonald's menu items of all time. You going to go vegetables here, or are you going to go McDonald's?
I'm going to have to go with McDonald's.
All right. Finally.
You're doing it just for Miles.
I really appreciate that. You're a hell of a guy.
I just had McDonald's today, so I pretty much know the menu.
Okay, what did you get?
what did I get? Cheeseburger meal.
Two cheeseburgers, fries.
I pretty much know the menu. What is that, a number two?
I think it is.
Number nine, where I go.
Oh, they changed
the game. Come on, Ted, get it right.
All right, so here's what you need to know, Jason. These are the 10 best-selling menu items ever at McDonald's. Obviously, that includes lunch and breakfast items and desserts, everything they have on the menu. So basically, they've sold more of these than any other. So the way we play the game is you need to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So these are the 10 best McDonald's selling menu items ever. What is your first guess on Your Guess is as Good as Mine?
Well, I'll have to start up with the French fries.
Good place to start.
Yeah.
As French fries is number one, probably doesn't come as a surprise to learn that the delicious slices of golden goodness are their all-time bestseller. They've been a staple of McDonald's
Shocking.
Since its very first menu. People have been asking for fries with that or just fries ever since. Fries with a milkshake.
Miles, I'm blown away. You're right. I didn't see this list coming.
It's amazing.
I can't believe. I've never heard anyone ever say, I like McDonald's fries.
See, they do. They love them.
This is weird.
That is the highest selling menu item ever in McDonald's history.
Fries.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Who would have thought?
No one ever brings them up.
Okay, Jason, what's next?
Too early for a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich?
It is.
Dude, are you being for real?
It's probably their least sold menu item that continually stays on the menu.
If it, honest to God.
That is one of my favorites.
I like a fish sandwich there, too.
Right. Miles and I will sit there with you. We both really like the fish sandwich.
But the order.
But it is not widely ordered.
I know a lot of Catholics on Fridays will get the fish sandwich, right? And for the obvious. Yeah. But beyond, like, to me, McDonald's could just carry it one day a week and get all the money they're
going to
get.
No child or teenager is going to McDonald's getting a fish sandwich. I'm thoroughly convinced you have to be over the age of 20. At least. No kid eating a fish sandwich at McDonald's.
And they're putting
cheese. Who's not in trouble.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Jason. So you got one strike. You got one correct. What's your next item here? These are the 10 best-selling McDonald's menu items ever. What's that now?
I'll go with the Big Mac.
There we go.
You're going to go with the Big Mac. That is number two. Special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions
on the sesame seed bun.
That is number two. I did like when they went with the Grand Big Mac and the Mac Jr. for a while there. That was pretty good. But yes, Big Mac is the number two item. All right, so you got one strike, Jason. Two correct. You got fries and Big Mac. One and two. What's your next guess?
What'd you eat today, man?
I'll go quarter pounder.
Huh? You're going to go quarter pounder. Quarter pounder. God, that's a good sandwich. Nope. Quarter pounder.
What?
It's not one of the 10 highest. I told you this was going to be a difficult thing.
What did you eat today? You got a, what kind of meal?
You got the double cheeseburger meal.
Two cheeseburgers. So probably just cheeseburger. I mean, that's been on the menu since the jump.
Cheeseburger, the hamburger, chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah, we think it maybe breakfast.
Okay.
Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin.
Let's go with cheeseburger.
A single cheeseburger. The delicious cheeseburger. It's been on the menu since the beginning of McDonald's. I'm sorry, that is not one of the top 10 selling items.
At McDonald's.
My bad. I know. It's crazy. That's three strikes, Chase. You're out on that. All
I
right,
thought
guys.
This would be much. I have to admit I'm stuck.
All right.
All right. How about Egg McMuffin?
Egg McBlublin. The Egg McBlublin is number five. The Egg McBlublin revolutionized fast food as the first ever breakfast item truly offered by a fast food franchise in the 70s. They sought to create an Eggs Benedict sandwich for McDonald's, but they ended up putting a poached egg, Canadian bacon, and cheese and said, hey, customers love it. That's good enough. It's the fifth most popular menu item ever sold at McDonald's.
I don't say McNuggets, the Happy
McNuggets.
Meal.
I mean, you guys are going to go McNuggets.
McNuggets, yes.
McNuggets are number seven, including the strips. That's right. Ever since the 80s, Chicken McNuggets have been around. They've been a bestseller ever since. Select strips, on the other hand, they vanished from the menu in 2015. But chicken connoisseurs are still able to get their fix with the buttermilk chicken tenders. Either way, the combined chicken items have garnered enough sales to rank seventh.
And by the way, the strip, that is actually my favorite pubic hair shaving stuff. People like the landing strip.
The strip nugget.
I prefer the chicken strip.
Okay. All right, so far you guys have gotten chicken nuggets and strips, Egg McMuffin, Big Mac, and French fries. These are the top best-selling McDonald's menu items
Happy
ever.
Meal.
What's next?
Come on, Happy Meal, man. A freaking, are you kidding me?
Happy Meal number four.
Thank
Happy.
You.
Yes, you got it. Whether it is McNuggets, whether it's a hamburger, whether
McNuggets.
It's a cheeseburger, you got it. The Happy Meal number four all time.
I can believe it, man.
What about the apple pie?
The apple
I would think that's
pie?
It.
Yes!
Uh-huh.
Number six, introduced in 1992.
Was it that late?
Yes. Believe it or not.
But that can't be right.
Yeah. Well, back then, because when I was a kid, the Happy Meal just came with, what was it, like Famous Amos cookies or something?
Right, but the apple pie, I feel like when I was a child, it was the fried version. Now it's the baked one, but I feel like it was always that. Whatever.
And they include apple slices in there, although no one eats them.
Come on!
Get that done.
That's the part of the Happy Meal your kids throw away.
You got fries at number one. You got Big Mac at number two. You've got Happy Meal at four, Egg McMuffin at five, apple baked pie at number six, and chicken nuggets at number seven. There's
what
a few
about
left
the
here.
McChicken?
The McChicken sandwich, which is delicious. No.
What about the double cheeseburger?
The double cheeseburger is number nine.
Yeah.
It has sold more than the regular hamburger or the individual cheeseburger.
Because it's two of them.
It hasn't been released until 2002, but it has become the ninth most best-selling menu item ever.
What was on the value menu forever.
But I mean, so they introduced this thing 7 years ago, and in that time, it overtook all of those other ones.
In 2003, the dollar menu included the double cheeseburger, and it was introduced as part of the, new dollar menu item. Sales skyrocketed,
dude.
And the dollar double cheeseburger led the way.
Hey, technically, it's a McDouble now.
So they sold a lunch.
To make everything.
Okay. You got double cheeseburger. You got chicken nuggets or strips. You got baked pie, Egg McMuffin, Happy Meal, Big Mac, and fries. There's one breakfast item on here that you guys haven't gotten to.
Hotcakes?
No.
McGriddles?
Oh,
McGriddles.
McGriddles.
Number 10.
That's my detective name. Detective McGriddles here.
Surrounded by miniature M-stamp pancakes. Takes them to number 10 on the list.
The taste is
I remember
in
the first
M.
time I had one.
I never had one. They good?
Yeah.
You never had one?
Never had a McGriddle.
Dear God,
you guys,
man.
You guys will never get the next two. You want to take a stab anyway?
Sausage filet, apple pie, blah, 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 blah.
French fries number one, Big Mac number two. The third best-selling item in McDonald's
Hamburger.
History is the snack wrap.
At I don't even know what that is.
Three. The snack wrap.
I've never had one of those.
Four is the Happy Meal. Five is the Egg McBlublin. Six is the apple baked pie. Seven is chicken nuggets. Eight, believe it or not, the eighth best-selling McDonald's menu item, premium salads.
What?
Followed by the double cheeseburger, number nine. I know, it's disheartening. And the McGriddle breakfast sandwich at number 10.
You know, Miles, your list was actually more interesting than I thought.
It's crazy.
You should have fought for it.
I did. There you go. And your guess is as good as mine. Coming up with Drink and Toast with the Shout of the Day. The return of Ask the Men's Room is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Right on the way, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day and a round of profile this, but first...
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them. Will I ever find love?
No.
Why is the sky blue?
Nitrogen.
Is that rash an STD?
Probably.
Is the world round?
It's flat.
Is my mom a whore?
Yes.
Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
All right, if you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room. Ask away. We'll start with this one. It says, guys, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, the Ted Smith was talking about a restaurant in Las Vegas that he ate the dough pillows and aged ham. Could you please tell me the name of the dish in the restaurant that he ate it at?
Bunny Ranch.
My husband wants to go there really, really bad, and I'm hoping to surprise him with a trip down to Vegas just for that exact meal. Thanks, guys. Huh. That from the Mrs. Montoy.
Well, good news is the restaurant is named Carne Vino. The bad news is it is closed for good.
Oh, so that's not good news at all, because she was going to go down there specifically.
Yeah, sorry. It's Iberico ham is the special ham. It's from Spain. It's a certain way that they eat black acorns, I believe.
Okay.
But, yeah, sorry, that restaurant closed.
I don't know what's going on in Vegas, all right?
I would recommend you get a French macaroon, though, at Bouchon.
I know you were a fan of that place. Robin and I, we have an annual date. Once a year, we go to Nobu, all right? This place is so expensive, but they have these dumplings that are sickeningly good. And we literally wait a year to go there. And I want to say the year before, they were out, okay, because they're that good. And these are expensive, so that's why we do it once a year. We went this year, they had them, they served them, they changed the recipe.
And not as good?
It's hard to know, and Robin, help me out with this. I don't know if they were bad or if in anticipation of how good they've always been.
They were different.
They were different.
Ah. It changed slightly, and I think what they changed, I don't know if they changed the filling, but they like crusted Parmesan on the outside. And first of all, why would you want Parmesan on what is essentially an Asian dish?
Right.
It's very odd.
I really don't like when they do that with mussels and clams, too. You go there, you find a nice broth.
Nothing wrong with Parmesan.
I
disagree.
They change it into a mustard broth or something.
But for the ham, do Google places in Vegas to find it. I think there are other places to go.
Find
it.
Iberico.
Yeah.
Here's another one. It says, and this is a lot of questions about the show, actually. And this is about the Drunk in Charge, Ryan Castle. It says, does Ryan Castle, the Drunk in Charge, have some kind of contract with you guys where every time his name is mentioned, we have to give him applause?
Who?
Ryan Castle.
Mm-hmm. We just give him that much.
It's a sliver.
Just that much.
Here's another one about the show. One more. Holy S, do you guys pay Sir Jolly Joe because he does quite a bit of your own work for you? Damn, that's coming in from Parker. Yeah, he signed a big contract.
He does a lot of work for us. What most people don't know, he's a SEAL. We feed him and fish.
And yeah, he's rolling in the dough. There you go. If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast the unidentified grandmother of an unidentified man from somewhere in Japan. He shared his story on Twitter about his grandmother went to his room to borrow a pair of thermal socks. He had no problem with his grandmother borrowing his thermal socks. It's just that he did not own a pair of thermal socks. When he saw what she was wearing, her honoree was shocked and amused. Meemaw was not wearing thermal socks. Meemaw was wearing the latex inserts from her grandson's Fleshlight sex toys.
Oh, no.
He had to pull them off of her feet, which proved more difficult than you'd expect because they're latex, but also he had to explain to her what they were so that Meemaw understood why he was removing what she believed to be thermal socks. As you might imagine, people on Twitter having quite a good time.
They look like pink footies?
They did. If you find a picture, it's weird. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
And over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola. Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-ORLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.